I want to begin this morning by turning to 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3. And first, I want to read the 16th verse. This is always a good reminder for us. 2 Timothy 3, verse 16. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. And I like to always carry on to verse 17. That the man of God, or woman, may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works. We need to be reminded of this stuff each and every day. It would be good to read this verse and to remind ourselves that this is not just helpful hints. This book is not just the letters on a page. This book is the inerrant word and truth of God. It says all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. How much do we esteem this word? How important is this word to us? If we truly believe that this Scripture is given by inspiration of God, He's the author of this word. He is this word. This word is Him. If we truly believe that, then we should take to heart what it says. Amen. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God. I love to see that it is profitable. Reading and understanding this word and trying to understand this word, if you can't understand it, just keep reading. Pray to God, open my eyes that I may understand this word, because it is profitable for our life. It's profitable for doctrine. It's for reproof, for correction. Sometimes we need correcting. You know, some people think, well, you know, the children or whatever, we need to correct them and guide them and lead them and stuff like that. Us adults, we need correction. We need guidance. And the only way to get guidance in this life is through this word. Let this rule in our heart. Let this be our guiding light. And especially for instruction in righteousness. Our righteousness is nothing but filthy rags. I can bring no righteousness. It has to come from Christ and His righteousness. And where do we learn about His righteousness? From His Word. So, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. It's given. And in this day and age, no time in history has the Word of God been so readily available to everyone. Now, I understand when Christ was here walking on earth, that was the true Word of God. They were able to be with Him, listen to His actual voice, touch His hand if they wanted to. But brother and sister, He speaks to us through His Word. It is given to us. So let's esteem His Word highly. Let's use it in our day-to-day life. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for us. And verse 17 says that the man of God, if we're trying to be men and women of God, if we're trying to be children of God, then it says that the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works. All good things come from Him. All good acts come from His, you know, the Spirit moving within us to wanting us to do good. That's the only thing that's good in this world is from God. But if we read the first part of this, Paul was writing to Timothy in verse 1. It says, This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. Now we understand that, you know, the last thing on the Lord's timetable as far as we know in His Word is His coming back. Amen. So when He ascended to heaven, the next time He comes back, we're in the last days. We're in the last times. So it says, and no, this... This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parent, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, for such turn away. Paul was telling Timothy, this world is not a friend. This is a bad place to be sometimes. You know, we can have friends in this life. We can have good times. We can have joyous times here on this earth. And we need to seek out those times. We need to be together of like-minded faith that we can have that joyous time together. But Paul was warning Timothy. And some people would say, well, he's just warning this young minister, you know, this bad things are going to happen. Brother, this word is timeless. It doesn't matter if it's over 2,000 years old. It's still just as relevant today as it was back when Paul was penning these words.
Amen.
But he was letting us know how people are going to be, how people are in this time. Now, brothers and sisters, I think it was last Wednesday night, Dad referred to it as people just aren't that different. You know, it doesn't matter where in history you look. We're pretty much the same. We're pretty much going to do what we want to do, whether it's right or not. Honestly, we're not that different. Times have changed. Technology has changed. But people are still the same. So he says, in the last days, perilous times shall come. Brothers and sisters, we're in the last days. Perilous times are here. And it seems like here in 2020, we've seen more of it. Especially in my generation. But it doesn't matter what generation we're in. It doesn't matter what the world is going to come to. Brothers and sisters, we need to remember what Paul also told to Timothy. Skip on down to verse 12. Paul would say to Timothy, yea, all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But verse 14. Listen to verse 14. But Paul would say, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. No matter what the world is going to be, the world's going to take care of itself. Evil is going to be around until the Lord comes back and takes it away. It's going to happen. Bad things happen. The world is going to be here. No matter what it's going to throw at us, remember, but continue in thou the things which thou hast learned. If we're going to learn these things, we need to be learning what is right. We need to be learning what is true. And the only true thing on this world to learn from is the Word of God. Amen. The more we study it, the more we focus our mind, as Colossians chapter 3, setting our affection on things above, not on things of this earth. Leave these things alone. Set our affection on things above, esteeming His Word highly among all. And no matter what we're going through, no matter what we're facing, but continue thou in what thou hast learned. And then we read again in verse 16, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Brothers and sisters, I pray that we would continue in what we have learned. What we have learned in His Word. Let this rule in our heart. Let this be the guiding light in our decisions each and every day, that we would continue in what we have learned, because the inspired Word of God is truth. It is truth. I don't have to worry about reading this and seeing, well, I don't know if that's true or not. It's truth. Amen. It's pure truth. He's not deceiving us. It's His word, and it's been given by inspiration of God. So, brothers and sisters, let's continue in what we had learned. Amen.